Hello there. Welcome to the Guided Breakthrough Liebust. This is for you if you're feeling stuck, blocked, resisted, overwhelmed, or caught in a repeating pattern, or if you've struggled with fear, anxiety, addictions, depression, isolation, rejection, but crave love and acceptance. And if you're hungry for breakthrough and open to coaching, then you will get freedom from this powerful tool. So have your journal and pen ready to write. And I invite you to sit in a comfortable position in a distraction-free place. Close your eyes, quiet your thoughts. Take a deep breath or two and just relax. I'm going to pray to connect you to Jesus, and you may call him love or source or whatever you're comfortable with throughout this lesson. I'm going to refer to him as Jesus. And I'm going to ask him questions and then pause and allow you time to hear his answer and reflect. But if you ever need more time, just pause the recording and come back when you're ready to move on. So if you're new to praying this way, here are some tips. First of all, go with the first thing that you hear or see or sense. When I say hear, I'm talking about any of your spiritual senses. So it could be seeing or just perceiving or having a knowing. And then follow that trail. Just ask questions if you need to clarify. For instance, if you feel you're seeing some purple swirling, just say, what does the purple swirling mean? Or what does that mean? Or show me more. Or those kind of questions that clarify so that you can get all the way to an answer that makes sense to you. And the second tip is, release any doubt or worry. You can't get it wrong. If you forgive people and clean up anything, it's a good day. And you just might have to do it over again. No worries. So we get wounded and we get repeated problems and issues going on in our life. So it takes a few times to get those cleaned up. That is absolutely natural and normal. We heal in layers and stages, and we heal as we're ready to heal. So give yourself a break, give yourself grace. It's all good. And the third tip I would say would be to make sure that you stay spirit centered. I'm going to call your spirit forward into the driver's seat, and your soul can just take a rest during this process. And you'll know that if your soul has come back up again, if you start to get into memories or the stories about the memories, or if you're trying to think of a time when you can remember something, you know, just go with the flow with what Jesus is telling you, because he knows where the answers lie and he knows where the healing is and where the breakthrough is for you. Okay, now relax, take another deep breath, and let it go. Close your eyes. And I'm going to pray. I release the goodness of God over you. I release the goodness of God over you. I call for an open heaven all around you. And I release the sound and the frequency of heaven to resonate with every cell of your being. I call your spirit forward. Your soul could just take a rest. You'll be fine in the back seat. Let the spirit drive for right now. And I declare that Father God is sovereign, and you are going to receive everything that he has for you today, and nothing that's outside of his plans and purposes is going to interfere. So I establish firewalls and smoke screens around you, across all timelines, ages, realms, and dimensions. And I declare that you are in stealth mode, undetectable by the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming to destroy the works of the enemy. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for tearing the veil that we're able to step into the heavenly realms. Praise you, Jesus. We lift you up. We magnify your name. We declare your majesty and declare that you're holy and this is your time to remove the barriers for breakthrough in this dear one's life. Thank you, Jesus. You came to destroy the works of the enemy, and we're partnering with you today to do just that. You came to set captives free. That's what we're doing. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening their eyes and their ears and all of their spiritual senses. Let them perceive and know and understand everything that's going on. Don't let them miss anything that you're doing today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now I invite you to put your agenda aside. Just relax, take another deep breath. Quiet your mind, relax your body. And I'm going to ask Jesus, what issue is the first thing that we want to deal with today? What do you want to set them free from or help them with? And you just listen for an answer. It's usually the first thing that comes to you. But it might be different than what you had planned, because Jesus knows where your breakthrough is. He knows exactly what you need. Now I'm going to assume that you have an answer of the issue, the thing that's going on in your life that you can put your finger on, such as a pattern that is recurring or a circumstance. You know, maybe something isn't going right in your business or in your marriage or in your health or with your kids. You know, there's something going on that he wants to help you with. All right, now write down that thing. And now I'm going to turn back to Jesus. Jesus, what is the root, or where is the root of this issue? Is it in their own life, or is it generational, or both? And just go with the first thing that comes to your mind. So if it's generational, the next question we're asking, is it mom's side or dad's side or both? And now if it's in your own life or if it's generational and you have pinpointed mom's side or dad's side or both, now I'm going to ask, how many generations back, if it was generational, or how old were you if it was your own life? And if you have both mother and father come up, we're just going to ask which one first and go with that one, and then you can come back and do the other one if it's necessary. So now you should have located the root of where this thing is. And if it's both generational and in your own life, which happens a lot, we're going to go with generational first, and then we can circle back around to do your own life. So, Jesus, what was the incident that planted the seed, either generationally or in their own life? What happened, Jesus? Show them a picture, give them a word, or give them a memory. And remember that you don't have to know the answer in your soul, especially if we're talking several generations back. You won't know the answer. So just go with what you think Jesus is saying. Or if you hear a word, go with that. Or if you just hear something to the effect of immigration or something like that, then it was like a whole season of everything the family went through around immigrating to the U.S. or wherever you're listening to this from. Just go with it. Don't try to force anything. You might not need to know the whole story. It's okay. We just want to have a reference point of where the seed was planted. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you need more time here, always feel free to pause and come back as soon as you're ready. So the first question that we ask, once you have that seed that was planted that created the root, is, Jesus, what lies did they start believing about themselves? Now, in some instances, if it's a family, a generational thing that happened, and you hear the word abuse or something to that effect, you can always ask, was my family the victim or the perpetrator or both, to get a little bit more clear picture on what lies they would have potentially believed. So we're just going to linger here for a minute on the lies that they believed about themselves. There may be several. Just keep asking the question until you feel like there's no more. And the next question we're going to ask is, what lies did they start believing about other people? Were there comparison? Was there any victim thoughts? Or perpetrator thoughts? What did the enemy convince them was true about other people? Or you, if we're talking about in your own life, what did you start believing about other people? And then the last place we can have lies is about God. So Jesus, what lies did they or their family start believing about God when this incident happened? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for showing them the truth about what their family or they believed about you. That you want to help them get rid of. And Jesus, when all of this was going on, what coping mechanisms did they start to use to help them feel better about themselves or their situation? Were there any addictions, patterns of behavior, hiding? And one last question, Jesus. Were there any oaths or vows that were made? Now, this could open up the question of if there were rituals involved, if they made other oaths and covenants in a false worship kind of way. And if not, just ignore this piece. But I do want to help anyone who has that in their bloodline. So then the questions, if you do hear that there were some ritual covenants or oaths or vows or agreements made, ask the Lord, was there sacrifice involved with that? Was there blood sacrifice? Yes or no? And Jesus, if there was blood sacrifice, was it animal or human or both? Remember that we're getting rid of these things out of your bloodline, and it's not a judgment. It's not a judgment on you or your family or anything to ask these questions, because the Lord just wants to remove those vows and that false worship out of your bloodline so that you can be completely free of any agreements that our ancestors may have made. So if you have heard that there was rituals or sacrifice or anything like that, then we just want to ask, is it witchcraft or Freemasonry or occult practices, voodoo? Let's just listen for the Lord to tell you what else needs to be renounced and broken off. And this might be a good place to pause if you need to sit with the Lord on this to hear the whole thing. But for those of you who don't have that on your bloodline or in your own life, we're going to move ahead. So it's time to break all of these lies and slime off. Let me ask just one more question to give Jesus the last word in this section. Jesus, do we have a complete list of all of the lies that are associated with the issue that you want to help them today? And you're looking for a yes or no answer right now. So if you hear no, it's not a complete list, then just pause me and say, what else? What else needs to be on this list? What else are you setting me free from? But if you do have a complete list, let's keep going. So I want you to repeat after me now. Jesus, I choose to forgive my ancestors and anyone involved. and I forgive myself. I release us and take us off the hook. My ancestors owe me nothing. My younger self owes me nothing. I bless my ancestors. I bless anyone involved. And I bless myself. And Jesus, I ask that you would forgive, release, and bless them as well. And I now nail these lies and slime to your cross. Where your blood can wash them completely away. And now I do want you to pause this recording and speak out loud all of the lies that you have on your list that you wrote down. You can even picture yourself nailing them to the cross as you say them. Now that you have all of the lies and slime nailed to the cross, I want you to repeat after me. I come out of alignment with all of these lies. You're making a declaration, so stand in your authority with a strong voice. Say, I break agreement with all of these lies. I break the power that they have had over my life. I break the power that they've had over my bloodline. I break the power they've had over my relationships. I break the power they've had over my marriage. I break the power they've had over my finances. I break the power they've had over my business. And I break the power they've had over my destiny. Now, if you had any witchcraft or Freemasonry or Illuminati or anything like that come up when we were asking about the lies, I invite you to listen to this. I'm going to break it off and you're going to come into agreement with it. All you need to do is declare that you agree. And if you did not have this, I invite you to just stand with our brothers and sisters in their breakthrough and hold on a second. We'll come back around to things that you both do, but for right now we are going to break off all of these nasty things that could be in our own life or generational. Here we go. I nail to the cross of Jesus Satanism, witchcraft, Freemasonry, Druidism, Illuminati and Luciferian, sex magic, false nuptials, hypnosis, self-hypnosis, weaponized demonic activity or technology, or any other dark arts of any kind, along with all associated ceremonies, signs, symbols, rituals, and regalia, All curses, hexes, vexes, spells, incantations, and vows, all acts of sexual perversion, all blood sacrifices, all animal sacrifices, and all human sacrifices, and all other associated dark powers, I break agreement with these. I break the power that they have had across all ages, timelines, realms, and dimensions, and I declare that they fall lifeless to the ground and are sent back on the heads of the sender, that they would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I declare total freedom for myself and my bloodline now in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you agree? Awesome. I trust that you said I agree right there, and we will move on. And now everyone, all together, repeat after me. I declare myself and my bloodline completely forgiven and free in the mighty name of Jesus. Woohoo! Great job! Great job. Okay, now turn your attention back into your spirit driving. Jesus, would you show them the results of these powerful words that they just spoke? Show them what their ancestors are doing. And I want you to write down everything that you see or that you feel. If you feel lighter, if you see a light, if you see people dancing, whatever's going on for you, write it down, because this is your new truth that the Lord is showing you. You just released captives. Either yourself at a younger age, you released yourself, or you released your ancestors. Great job. I'm going to be quiet for a little minute while you take a look. And pause if you need more time. But my next question is Jesus. Jesus, please tell them the truth that replaces these lies. And if there were some lies that were tough to hear, I would definitely ask, what is the truth about that specific one? For instance, if you had the lie that I'm unworthy, Jesus, what do you want to say about my worth? What is the truth? Or if you had a lie that it will always be like this, there's no way out, Jesus, please tell them the truth. What do you say about the situation? Take as much time as you need right here. Praise you, Jesus. Thank Him. And I'm going to give you some time to frame up these truths as declarations. So put them in a personal sense, like if you say, if you saw your ancestors dancing or celebrating, you could say, my ancestors are dancing. You know, so I want you to frame it up as a personal, something personal. Put it in the present tense and add as much emotional language as you can. Like, really describe the scene and say, you know, if I'm going to use that same example of my ancestors are dancing, I would just say, I declare my ancestors are rejoicing and celebrating. They are free. They're hugging each other and skipping down the street arm in arm. They are so happy, and I am happy for them. or if you felt a shift or a change in your body, declare it. Say, I feel lighter, or whatever it was for you. Make those declarations now. Put me on pause. Well, I trust that you got some amazing freedom from that first part, and your ancestors are free if you had generational stuff, and that you've got some truths from the Lord that you've made into declarations. This next section is called a part scan, and we're going to just ask the Lord if there are any parts of you that got stuck along the way. So I invite you to turn back in, take a deep breath, relax. Jesus, are there any parts on the inside of them that need some love and attention? Would you please give them the age or ages, or give them a free and clear sign if there isn't anybody there? Take as much time as you like here. Push pause if you need to. And I am going to walk you through the next part. If you do not have any, again, you can either fast forward until you find the next section, or just listen to this and stand with your brothers and sisters as they are getting breakthrough. And who knows, with some other issue that you might do this with, you might have a part. So it's helpful to know the process of how to deal with a part of you. So what I want you to do is name the part according to the age, like 3-year-old, and then say your name, like 3-year-old Jessica, or, you know, 13-year-old Mark, or if it was a season in your life, if you could name that season, like early 20s, or first marriage, or something like that. So name that part. Give you a second here to figure out the name. Or if there are more than one, this is helpful. If there are more than one, you can group them together. If you've got littles, or if you got teens, or 20s, 30s, 40s, if you could group them together, because some people have more than one part that got stuck. And I would say do each decade, or, well, you probably want to do the littles by themselves, like infant, or even in the womb to like 3 or 5 years old, and then from 5 to 10, and then probably 10 to 15, and then unless you've got like a 13 and a 16 or something like that, you figure out if you want to group them or if you want to do them individually. But if you group them, what I have noticed is that one of them, let's say you've got an infant and a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And of those three, you ask them, who will the other two pay attention to? And usually, ironically, maybe, it's the youngest one. So the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old in this example would pay attention to the infant. And I guess it makes sense because the infant has been around longer, if you think about it that way. So you can start with the infant, and then when we get through the process, ask and see if the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old also are integrated, or if they still need to be handled individually. Okay, so you're going to be doing that for each grouping, or each, you know, age group, or each scenario, if you have more than one. Obviously, if you have one, it's easy, just once and done. Okay, so this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to say name of the part, and so when you repeat after me, you're actually going to say, you know, 3-year-old Jessica, or early 20s Mark, or first marriage Susie or whatever it is. Okay, so you'd say that name. All right, here we go. Name of the part, I love you. You're a very important part of me. And I care about what you have to say. What is your greatest need right now? And just listen for what they say. It might be something that you could predict, or it might be something you didn't even know. Pause if you need to, but we'll move on. So once you have their greatest need, you just say, part, name, I've got good news for you. I'm with Jesus, and with him, and then you tell the part that Jesus meets their greatest need. So for instance, if their greatest need is attention, you could say, Jesus gives me all the attention I could ever want. Or if their greatest need is safety, you can tell them that you are completely safe and secure with Jesus. Go ahead and do that now. And then ask them, do you want to come to Jesus too? And see what happens. If they want to come right away, see if you can do a three-way hug with you and that part and Jesus, or all of the parts if you grouped them together. See if they'll come in if you do that. Sometimes they'll come into you as you both step into Jesus. Sometimes they go into Jesus and so do you. So it happens multiple different ways. And if the part does not want to come into Jesus, usually the littles will, unless there's severe abuse and trauma. But sometimes teenagers have made up their own mind that Jesus is not safe, and so they need some reassurance. So you can either take the time right now to nurture them and tell them that you love them, and tell them the truth, that you just got the word from Jesus about the truth of what you're going through. Remind them. And sometimes they won't come in during this session, and it will be your job to just check in on them during your quiet time and see if and when they're ready to fully integrate with you. So let's assume that your parts came in. You are integrated. So celebrate. Jesus, what does it mean that they are now fully integrated? What can they do that they couldn't do an hour ago because this part is now in them? And once you have an answer here and you understand what it means, then declare it. Say whatever you feel is the right thing to say. So if you had a rebellious teenager part that came into you now, your result might be something about, wow, I don't have to take a defensive stance every time my boss says something to me. I can just relax and listen with an open mind and an open heart. So I bless you with freedom and breakthrough as your parts get integrated. The next part of the Liebest process is called a critter scan. So we're just going to ask if there are any critters that are hanging out. And by critters, we're talking about thoughts or familiar spirits that would negate what you just did, like come and poke at you and say, oh, I don't know if that really worked, or, you know, you're really not worthy enough to do whatever you declared, and all of that kind of stuff. Or sometimes you will feel in your body, this happens a lot, so it's not unusual, don't freak out. You'll feel something in your body, like a tightness across your shoulders or something like that. So let's just walk through the process and I will guide you to what to do, okay? So the first thing is, Jesus, give them a feeling in their body or a thought or a picture. If there is a critter that's hanging out in their realms. And when I say realms, I mean body, soul, or spirit, in your atmosphere, that kind of stuff. And sometimes you'll get something coming up, like an intense, I don't know, bitterness or jealousy or something like that. That's not even yours, but you need to call it out. This is taking every thought captive because it's not even your thought. But it, if it came to your body and you have this, all of a sudden, this feeling, this sick feeling in the pit of your stomach, like someone just betrayed you, that's not you. It's not really happening to you. That's just telling you that that betrayer is right there and you need to kick him out. Okay. So whatever you felt, and obviously if you didn't feel anything, don't worry, no worries, it's all good. But if you did feel something, if you felt a tightness in your shoulder or a feeling of betrayal or an anger, or you got hot or something happened, just name it. So you could say, tightness in my shoulders, what right do you have to be here? And sometimes what will happen now is all of a sudden the tightness will leave, or the feeling in your stomach will leave, or the hot flash or whatever it will be will go, because there was no legal right for the thing to be here. And so it knows it needed to go. But if you do hear something that there is a right for it to be there, and that might be something like unworthiness, or you don't trust that God has your back or will provide for you, or there's something wrong. Now we go back to the top of the Libus process again and say, okay, where is the root of this? And it will probably be a much shorter process because we're just trying to get rid of this little critter, right? So if the answer is, let's just say unworthiness. Say, Jesus, where is the root of unworthiness? It's in your own life. Okay, so where did I come into agreement with unworthiness? And Jesus might show you an incident. So right here, we always want to agree with the adversary quickly, like the Bible says. So just say, Jesus, forgive me for coming into agreement with unworthiness, or whatever the situation is for you. So agree quickly, and this is the shortcut. We're not going all the way back to the beginning and listing all of the lies and the tendrils. We're just agreeing with the root, because we're really only dealing with one little critter here. It's not causing, we're not talking about the original issue anymore. It's just a critter that has an agreement that you just need to ask for forgiveness for and break off. And even if you don't see an incident, you could always just say, I break agreement with unworthiness. I break the power that it has against me, that it's had over my life, or it has over my body, or whatever the situation is. So you want to break that agreement and break the power that it has over you. And now check back in. Is that critter still there? Because now, if that was the legal right that the critter had to be there, you just broke that legal right, and it has no legal right now, so it has to go. So if it is still there, and you broke that legal right to be there, Now I'm just going to guide you in a prayer. Jesus, please send the angels to find and remove any critter that is still bugging me right now. And watch and see what happens. Sometimes the angels will come and arrest them or break a chain off or sweep them up, or lots of different things happen when you ask the angels to come and help, because that critter has no legal right to be there and it has to leave. Remember, the Bible says that resist the devil and he will flee. So that is what's happening right now. Okay, so we're going to assume that the critters are gone and your parts are integrated and there's no more lies to clean up. You can always go back to the top and listen to this again if there's more things going on in your life, other issues that you want to take care of. But this is the last step that we always want to do. So take another deep breath, relax, and I'm going to lead. Jesus, would you take them to see Father God in heaven? See what he's doing and what the angels are doing and how they are celebrating this breakthrough and this victory. And just take a look. I'm going to be quiet for a little bit while you look and see what Father God and the angels are doing. And Father God, what do you want to say to them right now? Praise you, Lord. Lord, what gift do you have to give them to commemorate this breakthrough that they worked so hard to get today? And now take as much time as you like. Just sit with Father. Sit with the truths that Jesus told you. Take a look at the gift. Unpack it, unwrap it. Whatever needs to happen, ask the Lord what it's for. And I invite you to journal everything that you see, everything that Father tells you. Journal about your gift and how you feel about it, and make declarations to receive everything that you have. This is the fullness of your breakthrough. I am going to leave you with some music. And of course, you can pause at any time and be on your way. Blessings. I just want to take this last moment to seal all of the declarations that you have said across all timelines, ages, realms, and dimensions. And I declare that they will not be lost, stolen, abandoned, traded away, or deteriorated. And I fill you back up with Holy Spirit. Everywhere where the lies were taken out, where the parts are now grown up and integrated, and where the critter used to be, I fill you with the Holy Spirit. I put salve over the bloodline and over the timeline, and I recalibrate your DNA as if the issues never happened. Jesus can do that for you. He can smooth out all of those trigger points and remove them. And I just declare that over you, and I bless you to walk fully in the breakthrough that you just received today. Blessings, dear one. I'm going to say goodbye as you turn your attention back into the heavenly realm and see what Father and Jesus and Holy Spirit and the angels are doing. We'll see you soon. The music that we used was from John Tussey's Frequency of Thought album, which was soundscapes recorded with 17 frequencies from the periodic table of elements. I hope you enjoyed it. And of course, private Libus sessions can be booked at spiritcenteredbusiness.com. Blessings. This has been a production of spiritcenteredbusiness.com. I'm Berlin Newby, and it is under copyright 2024 Berlin Newby International, all rights reserved.